It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined by BJ Nelson, who is the Executive Director of Operations at Black Oak Casino Resort. We're going to be talking primarily about the new Westside Pavilion and the Black Oak Concert Series that's creating a lot of buzz in the community, a lot of economic opportunities as well in the community spurring from this. So, Mr. Nelson, thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having me, BJ.
The other BJ here, two BJs together.
In one room.
In one room. So first off, you know, tell us a little bit about the Westside Pavilion, you know, what it is and kind of how this whole thing came together and got to this point.
Sure. Westside Pavilion is our new concert venue, entertainment venue that we were in the process of building and pretty close to completing over at the Westside property, which is over pretty close to the casino in the Tuolumne City over there. As far as the property itself, it's the old Westside Lumber property, you know, home to the lumber mill for a long time out there. And then shortly after that, there was actually a theme park over there, which was owned by Mr. Bell of Taco Bell fame. And so our residents of the county for quite some years can remember spending some time out there. And in particular, the pond seems to come up in a lot of my conversations, people taking boat rides out in the pond out there. And we're taking that property. We're really excited to turn it into an awesome concert venue, entertainment venue, but also keep it very close to the history and heritage of the Westside property. And we've kept the name similar in there and branded it the Westside Pavilion. We've even used an old logo from Westside Lumber for the new logo for the Westside Pavilion. And we plan to incorporate a lot of that history into the venue itself, between some old mill accents and the steam donkeys are pretty popular out there, if you've seen those, and we'll incorporate some of those into the venue, and just use the history because it's such an awesome piece of property with a bunch of history to turn into this beautiful venue, unlike anything in our area. We really think we got a top-notch venue coming your way. It's not a concert series in a parking lot. It's a concert series in a beautiful setting where the scenery is pretty much on parallel with the entertainment we're planning on bringing.
For people who were out for, say, like the Strawberry Music Festival the past couple of years, is it going to be kind of the same look out there, or are there a lot of changes coming?
Same look as far as there's still beautiful hills and trees, and the scenery is the same. However, the venue itself is totally different. We've taken what was kind of previous the Strawberry Music Festival footprint and transitioned it into a very state-of-the-art venue with not only the audiovisual experience, but then also guest experience. And so most recently, if you happen to driven by, we put about 65,000 square feet of beautiful grass out there. We're in the process of constructing the stage, which hopefully will be up no later than a week or two. You'll start seeing some stage go up. We have a midway area where we're going to have some food vendors, some alcohol sales, and then we have a kind of a hangout area with some picnic tables and everything focused on making the guest experience the number one priority we have on the venue. So for reference, it is where Strawberry Music Festival has been, but it's a whole different ball game now. And I will say it is where Strawberry Music Festival will be as well, as Strawberry Music Festival is returning this year for Labor Day weekend. They'll again be back out at the Westside Pavilion, and they will utilize the Westside Pavilion for their festival out there.
For people who are out there for that festival, is the stage going to be in the same location?
Stage is relatively in the same location. It's a little further back, the stage you've seen for Strawberry Music Festival is in no compare to the new stage we have. The new stage is about 140 feet wide, large format video walls on either side, and the main stage is just under 50 feet high, and the video walls will top out at just under 30 feet high. So on the scale of Strawberry Music Festival, this is a whole different level. So it's going to be quite an experience for the guests out in the audience.
Yeah, it seems like that sounds like it's going to be a top-notch event compared to concerts you see anywhere in the country.
Yeah, I mean, we're out to be a go-to venue for concerts in the Northern California region. I mean, we want to compete with all the top venues out there, and we think we know we have a beautiful venue to do it, and we have access to the artists, and so we're in the game of making it a top-tier entertainment destination.
For people who come to these concerts, how is the seating going to work?
We can modify it depending on the event and the act, but predominantly our general setup is we have a number of reserve seats up front, approximately 2,500, and those are seated chairs, and then up in the very front for the VIP sections, we have some nicer chairs to make it a better guest experience. And then behind the seated chairs, we have the ability to put about 3,500 or so general admission lawn seats in there, where we have beautiful grass lawn out there. We're saying bring your blanket, bring your low back folding chairs, hang out on the lawn, and enjoy the show.
Is there enough area for all the parking there at the property?
Yeah, we have substantial amount of parking right there, right at the Westside Pavilion, as well as we're offering a shuttle from Black Oak Casino to the pavilion. So we're advertising: come park at the venue, come park at the casino, and we'll shuttle you over there. That includes the RV park as well. We run a shuttle currently from the RV park to the casino, and then just shuttle on over to the venue. But there is a ton of parking on site as well.
And then as we have turned the calendar to the month of May, and your first event's going to be coming up Memorial Day weekend. So what can you tell us about how you're going to be kicking it off?
Yeah, we're excited to have our first event May 25th, which is Friday night going into Memorial Day weekend. We got Justin Moore headlining that show with Cam as the opening artist. Two very, very popular country stars. Justin Moore's got a ton of hits out there. Cam's got a number of hits as well. And Cam's lighting up the charts right now with her new single, Diane. And so really excited to bring a good couple artists to our opening kickoff party. And we're billing it as the kickoff party for the summer. We want to be known as the venue where you can go and have a good time and really kind of view it more as a party. We're going to have a lot of amenities out there where it's more than just coming to see a show. We want the experience to trump everything and really enjoy yourselves.
And then Larry the Cable Guy, another big name that's been announced so far.
Yeah, June 15th, Friday night, we got Larry the Cable Guy. That kicks off Father's Day weekend. So we're saying get her dad and promoting what better way to spend kickoff Father's Day weekend by going and see the Larry the Cable Guy show on June 15th.
So those have been the two that have been announced so far. Do you have any gauge or any idea how many concerts you hope to do total throughout the season?
Yeah, so those are two names we've announced. I'll give you a teaser and say we have a July 15th date locked in, and we expect to be announcing that relatively soon. And overall, we're looking to do about 8 events out on the property this year, not including the two other events that are booked out there, which Strawberry Music Festival, which we've mentioned, and then July 21st is the Westside Tribute Band Brew Fest, which is a fundraiser for the Somerville Quarterback Club. So a combination of the Black Oak Concert Series combined with utilizing the Westside Pavilion, the old Westside property is really going to be quite the venue as we kind of move forward into the future.
We're talking with BJ Nelson, who is the Executive Director of Operations at Black Oak Casino Resort. We're talking this first segment about the Black Oak Concert Series that was recently announced for the Westside Pavilion. A lot of improvements underway out at that property. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We need to take a quick break. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with more in our second segment, including the economic impact of this new concert series. A programming note, next week on Motherlode Views, we'll turn to the issue of healthcare. We'll be joined in studio by Michelle Fuentes, the new president of Adventist Health Sonora. More on Motherlode Views in just a minute.